What is your name?
Betty Bowman.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
I'm not sure, but I think it's been about 10 years.
So that would be about 1976?
That sounds good.
What branch of the service were you in?
Well, they kept changing the numerals, but two different ones in the Army. The last I recall was as a dietitian in Women's Medical Service Corps, and then later in the Army Nurse Corps as a nurse.
What made you decide to come on the service?
A combination, travel, pay, security, patriotism.
What year did you come in the service?
Oh, well, there. As a nurse, 1951.
What did you do prior to your coming into the service?
A nurse in New York City, and prior to that, a dietitian.
What jobs did you have in the service?
I was medical surgical nurse, so that meant I worked in all departments, just about in all capacities, except anesthesia.
How long were you in the Army?
22 plus years.
While you were in the service, where did your travels take you?
Turn it off, please. Japan, Iran, Germany, Korea, and six U.S. states.
What kind of housing did you have when you were in the service?
It varied from tent, Quonset hut, dormitory style with nine roommates, cantonment, shared bath, later own apartment, civilian, off base.
What kind of medical care was available to you?
It varied from disappointing to top-notch.
Tell me about your uniforms.
Mostly the white nurse's uniform, fatigues, and green uniform for office work.
Can you tell me a couple of your more memorable experiences, whether they be funny or sad or whatever was important to you?
Well, I just thought all the travel experiences were so enriching, and many times there were very fascinating celebrities visiting, but one of the most touching was the visit of Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt to see the patients in Japan. She saw the ones that were scheduled, but she went out of her way to look over at the much more tragically wounded ones, and you could see her deep concern for them, plus the gratefulness of patients. And I remember the Korean leopard men bowing to us for expressing their appreciation for their care by our hospital unit.
Were you in Korea during the Korean War?
No, I was in Japan.
Okay.
One of the saddest things for me, of course, were some of the tragic casualties, the most severe ones. But I'll never forget visiting an orphanage in Japan and seeing the forlorn, tragic, sad faces of the children of the Eurasians or Amerasians, the very definitely children who were half Asian and half American Caucasian. And I knew they were considered and treated in the Oriental countries as non-persons and non-citizens. I'll never get over seeing them, and I couldn't return to face it another time.
Now tell me, did you have any problems adjusting to the military?
Oh, yes, I hated basic training, the regimentation. Felt like one of the proverbial sheep in the herd. And as a nurse anywhere, adjusting to hours, constant rotation of shifts, particularly 3 to 11 in the evening to come back at 7 in the morning, I felt was like permanent jet lag and actually was dangerous for everyone.
When you came in the service, did you plan on making it a career?
Yes.
What prompted you to decide to make it a career?
Well, probably many of the reasons that I stated previously for joining. But I also, and I did usually love my work and found it fascinating, along with the travel, plus security and good pay was very important.
After you retired from the service, what did you do?
Well, it was nice to participate in things that I had put off or was unable to do, especially when you couldn't join, or for instance, I would take adult education courses because you could plan ahead, you know, more than just a week at a time, and you could be in regular attendance.
What has being a member of WSL meant to you?
Well, I've liked the camaraderie of being with people with similar experiences.
All right, thank you very much.